which can only make 20 times as much as the lowest paid employee or whatever, I'm fine with that. I'm absolutely fine with that.
I would be fine with that too.
But now it's literally like 200% or something.
Yeah, right. Like, this whole concept's behind it. It became a negative feedback loop, and now it's way out of control. The idea that you have slight advantage from a clever deal is now blown into like there's people with so much money that there's not enough to go around.
Well,
like,
I think, I was going to say, part of it is when they allowed stock options to be used as like payment for those goddamn CEOs. Oh, yeah, that's the sick
part. Just that people are hogging it up.
Yeah. They're hoarding. They're hoarders.
And they're not spending either.
No. Well, why would you? How could you? How can you spend all that money?
You're of that mindset to be just a greedy fuck.
You
hit that point where you're like, oh, I've got enough. You're still greedy.
Yeah.
Well, I understand.
They've got this hilarious thing in The Sopranos where this guy just made this heist and got like $2 million in cash. And in the last scene of that episode, he's clipping out little save 50 cent things.
Yeah, coupons.
Kind of a coupon thing. He's still like such a cheap fuck.
Yeah. Well, that's how you make that much money. You have to be a cheap fuck to make a lot of money, weirdly.
Yeah.
Sort of. But at a certain point, like, that quality of greed used to be at a certain point was negative.
Now
there's no point at which it's negative.
Oh, you mean like socially negative?
Or whatever. Like at a certain point, you got to cut this fucker off. Like, you know, at a certain point, it should be like, you know, needing to get an advantage in things. At a certain point,
it's a negative.
It's a negative.
Absolutely. You know. I mean, Jesus Christ. One of the most disturbing things is like all those goddamn consolidation just keeps getting worse and worse.
And they're constantly making exceptions for why it's okay to have further consolidation.
Yeah.
Like there used to be like strict laws against any of this shit.
Yeah, because that's a monopoly.
But that's another sort of thing of greed that like corporations have been able to bribe the right people.
And it's so cheap to bribe those fucks.
That they, you know, we used to have those laws because if you just allow them to govern themselves, they won't.
That's why you need regulation.
Yeah. It's like governing an alcoholic with alcohol. Like, you can't allow him just to make his own decisions here.
Yeah. Woo! Do you want to drink?
The bar has to close.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
Well, that's why you need effective regulation. And the idea that, like, that's some sick number. It's like for every one that they had, they roll like two back type shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's their official stated policy right now. Every two regulations, we, you know, at least, will give you one type shit. Which is the absolute ass-backwards way to run anything.
What? 4th of July is coming up.
I thought somebody just got shot. I was like, yo.
Did we get that on mic?
Yo, boy.
But yeah, well, I mean, there's
So,
like, the idea of that, like, for every
rule. Yeah.
But it's, like, a nice idea. You can't just be haphazardly applying that. Some of those regulations are keeping lead out of paint.
Yes.
You know, some of those regulations are keeping, you know, brakes on cars.
Put the lead back into the paint.
Yeah,
lead
exactly.
Assembly. The lead is safe.
Yeah, exactly.
Taking the asbestos out of your house.
Yeah.
Making sure your brakes work on your car.
I'm with you.
There's a lot of regulations that are important.
Fucking necessary. Yeah, no, I am really with you. It once again, it's a regulatory capture. It's shit like, it's why Lloyd's of fucking London has to pay, I think, some $1.1 billion. From the goddamn financial bullshit. From like, you can't be an independent third party credit guy and be like, well, no, they're all AAA rated. That's all bullshit, right? Because it's not regulation. It's not even enforced by law. It's this like independent verification process, which is not independent since they pay these people to do the fucking job. You know what I mean? It's like, well,
also, you know, they might start independent, but as the decades wear off, as the businesses mature together, they become related.
And it's just, it's so gross, that idea of, like I said, regulatory capture is really what just destroys so much shit. That's like why the EPA is getting fucked. You know what I mean? It's because now you control the regulators, so now it's fucking open season on whatever, you know?
Yeah, it's all gone crazy.
But I mean, shit, man. You know, what are we gonna do?
I hope something.
Something. Yeah. But what? What? That's the real answer to things.
Well, one of my beefs is the idea of like citizens being elected used to be vaguely around the idea that you're not separate from the law. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not paid significantly better, you know, and you're subject to everything you do. Like the idea that Congress can take away your health care was also the idea that Congress was also taking away their health care. They didn't have a special separate system that could be immune. You know, someone put the thing that like Paul Ryan is retiring from the Senate with like lifetime benefits, lifetime income, lifetime, all these things that he has been spending his whole career taking away from other people.
Yeah.
And it's like the idea is like you're not, you can't, like the guy who put forth Brexit then moved out of England.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No, you can't.
That's some bullshit.
Dude. Yeah. Like, you, the idea was like, you're in this too.
And you know,
you're doing shit that's good for the country, not just good for you, because you were part of the, you can't
you
bail.
You had fucking state, you had fucking.
And you know, as soon as Trump leaves, he's going to be bouncing, right?
Well, he's got enough money that a lot of things can go wrong and he'll still have money.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's bouncing anywhere, because where would he go?
Exactly. Who the fuck would
happen? Back to New York.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly. He's going back to Saudi Arabia. Qatar.
Cloistered life.
North Korea.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, where the fuck else is he going to go? He ain't got a lot of fucking
options.
By
the way, I'm saying it here. I'm calling it now. Trump dies of natural causes, never having to face the consequences.
Yeah, oh,
for
sure. Probably right.
For
you're
sure.
He's
going
to die painlessly in his sleep of natural causes and never be humiliated. He'll never be driven out
been
of
humiliated.
Office. But not in a way that like will affect change in his
soul.
He
ain't going to jail or no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? He ain't going to face no real
like
goddamn
just got mocked, too much money to be in jail.
Just mocked a little bit is not the same as when someone has to like face themselves and change. Like, oh,
but that also incorporates, is he the person to face himself and change?
All I know is he's never going to have to.
Yeah.
There's my death pool prediction. Die of natural causes before any of the bad comes through.
Oh, yeah.
How old is he?
It's like Dick Cheney.
He's in his 70s.
70s? Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, no, he's going to be quite fine, just like any old president.
But like some people would live long enough to suffer the consequences or to see how things were, how they were wrong. And
nah,
like,
I don't think.
He's not going to live that long.
You're probably right.
Even if he lived fucking
and
to be 100,
he's not going to have cancer or nothing. He's not going to have, he's not going to suffer. He
might have a heart attack or some shit. I can see that.
Which is
going to
be a quick
out. Which is natural causes.
A quick out. He's not going to.
I'm going to be so mad when that does. Donald Trump dies.
I was so happy when Ronald Reagan died, B. I was happy two times. Like, Ronald Reagan or Nixon died right around my motherfucking birthday, and I was so happy, B.
Woo! Happy birthday
like,
to me!
It was like June 12th or June 10th.
But Nixon was humiliated and wandering around. At a certain point, he sent the Secret Service home, because you get that for life. He's like, you guys don't have to hang out.
Yeah, because he went on the fucking David Frost show, because he needed fucking money.
But he was just wandering the beach. Beach, like no, you know, like a, you know, just stuck with
lost
his own thoughts. Yeah, like
good. But weirdly, Henry Kissinger, his boy, is still out there going to parties and shit like a fuckface.
I heard this really interesting quote from Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah,
that if you ever go to Cambodia, you'll spend the rest of your life wanting to personally kill
Kissinger.
Wow. He did that country. He's like, they're so nice. The food is great. The place is beautiful. And he's just like, and he's still treated like he won a Nobel Peace Prize for like what?
Yeah.
He bombed them. He then stopped bombing them, and then he got a Nobel Peace Prize.
Kind of like how Trump did.
Well,
he detained them, then undetained them, and he'll probably get a Nobel Peace Prize.
That nigga better not fucking get a Nobel Peace Prize.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, he once won.
Mad.
He once won for Korea.
Fuck.
But
that.
Korea is still in an armistice. So before everyone starts pumping this, he should get a Nobel Peace Prize for having a meeting with it. Shouldn't there be peace first?
Look, hold
they
up.
They don't yet have peace.
They will
they
never.
They just have an armistice.
They're fucking smart enough not to denuclearize. I know that
fuck
much.
Yeah.
Because every other country that did. But hey, like, what's up, Libya? What's up, Gaddafi?
Didn't achieve,
what's up, bro?
Yeah, he didn't.
I'm Iraq. Demoralized, you know what I'm saying?
Correct.
I'm just coming in sitting, you know, taking a seat. Where my apples at?
Yeah, any place that could get it, that got him,
but he
them.
But he hasn't achieved peace yet.
He ain't achieved shit.
How many years has it been?
He barely achieved a marriage.
How many years has it been?
Of what?
Of Trump.
One.
One and a half.
One and a half? Fuck.
Yeah, you're
fuck.
Right. Yeah, because January has like 1 in 5 months or whatever the fuck.
Fuck,
yeah.
Man.
This is the 6th month. That's half a year.
Fuck.
Man. Oh, yeah.
The 20th?
Why am I taking the 1 and minusing it off
wait
of the 6?
Wait a minute.
You're making it longer.
Today's June 20th.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And he's going on January 20th.
Yeah, today's the 6th month.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man. We only got
like stone
one
math.
Impeachment to go. We only taking got one impeachment.
We're only
to go.
Halfway through season 2 of Celebrity Apprentice,
fuck,
the presidency.
We're barely there.
Oh, fuck.
We're barely there because, like, that's a
fuck.
Solid 4.
But this
we ain't even halfway there, baby.
Sweeps
fuck,
week
man.
Is still in a couple of months.
Fuck. I feel like crying on the inside just a little bit. A little cheer.
That's why my man was saying, I bet my man could find a fucking transfer to a different department instead of working for ICE. You know, I've seen Border Patrol. My man got a long time, bro.
Dude, you know? I'm doing handyman work.
Yeah.
Get out there and dig a fucking ditch.
I
get
fuck,
it.
Man.
That's a long time,
you're
bro.
You're right. You're right. It's too difficult. I'm going to keep working for the Nazi party. You're right. I mean, I got
like
cousins.
Got like 40 days left on his fucking stint.
I gotta do what I gotta do for my family. So I'm gonna stick with Hitler for a little while longer.
Put that bit in anyway. Hey, you know what's a weird one? My sister-in-law. I was trying to tell you this. She used to be I think she still does. She's like a fucking drug rep, and I used to get on her ass all through like the late 90s, fucking 2000s about. Repping like drugs to fucking doctors.
How many drugs did she hand out to people?
Fucking shit tons.
How is she a licensed?
She's just a sales rep, B.
Right. Uh-huh. She's not a doc. Only doc. Why can't
she
why
gets
can't
the
my,
information from like
why
Merck
can't
or
my
whatever
psychologist
the fuck?
Give me
what?
Drugs? Because he can't. You got to be a MD. She's not an MD.
No, she gets the paperwork from whoever the fuck is giving the pills. She reads that shit and then she sells that shit to that other motherfucker. She's been doing that forever.
But she doesn't just sell that shit. She also has samples.
Oh, hell of samples.
To a doctor. She's not licensed.
Yes. I don't.
Wow.
I used to get up her ass. I used to say all that shit to her.
They all do it.
Yeah, man. Here's the weird thing. She's one of the very few people I would actually call, like, and I took a lot of years. I finally gotten around. She's all right. Like, she's raising her fucking kids all right. But she, like, there's got to be something wrong with you to, like, know. Because I've been telling her. I was like, bitch, I took like one of them goddamn oxys like back in the day. Like I was just fucking around. I was at this chick's house, right? And it was like the middle of the afternoon and we were just day drinking and shit. So I go over and just like on top of her fridge, I spot like 2 white pills. So I just go, whop, I take one, leave her one. And I was like, hey, cool, I took one of those Valiums or whatever you had on top of the thing. She's like, you just took Oxycontin, my man. You're going to be out for like a day and a half. And I was out for like a day.
Dude, how
I woke
do you know
up
that wasn't a dog pill or
why
something?
Why would you even just take that?
Because we were old friends. But like, I didn't know that she was getting into that shit.
She wasn't. You were.
Yeah, well, obviously. But I'm just saying, I know them shits are strong, B. And she's been dealing
that
shit. I
know you
shit.
Know them shits.
Is she's been handing those shits out for a
is
while.
Is it really
man.
Any surprise that she doesn't take them too?
Fuck no. No, she knows that shit's fucked up.
And but all like, this bullshit about, like, they're going to start holding those companies, like, who make them if they profit off of drugs.
Bullshit.
They don't profit off of taking advantage of addiction. They take advantage of addiction to profit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're just drug dealers.
Yeah.
She's
yeah,
just like totally, a drug saleswoman,
they depend
though.
On the addiction part. Yeah.
And psychologists are going to get paid. And rehabs are going to get paid.
But I mean, the people
everybody's
who own
the, getting
like,
paid.
Like, there's a family that owns the corporation that makes
yeah,
one
the Mercs.
Yeah. Like, they depend on the addiction part.
No,
they depend.
Once again, they don't have to depend on shit. They're doing, if they didn't make another dime, the rest of their lives are going to
yeah,
do fucking
good.
But the idea
good for
that
40
they're
generations.
Gonna start holding them, if the, it's like, that's why they did it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're dicks. They're the same company that came up with, like, Valium and shit. Remember back in the 80s, fucking Valium was always a damn punchline to a stand-up joke?
Yeah.
You know, like, man, a bitch on Valium and shit, right? She, yeah. You know, the girl wanted to go to sleep, put her
but
on some Valium.
To me, none of them can claim any kind of ignorance that's just not plausible.
Yeah, no, yeah. But the idea that they sell it on the news as if, like, it's always the news is so funny. They always act like, like infants, and they like playing peekaboo. They have no object permanence. Every day is a new day. Like, can you believe that this happened? Like, what's
yes.
a, what's a yeah. law?
Yes, it was what? Happening yesterday. What? It's probably gonna happen yeah. tomorrow.
That's,
nothing's what? Changed.
What's the law? Can
that's
you explain
part,
the
oh
law to me?
That's part of the dumbing down.
Yeah, no shit. It's the worst. It makes me so upset. Like, I used to get so fucking mad about that, right? But like,
dude, you're getting it.
I just knew I can't get mad like that no more about
back
that bullshit.
Off.
Yeah, I know. But I'm trying to talk
holding
over the mic.
Like you
I think I'm yelling
right
more
there.
At you than I'm yelling in
yeah.
the mic.
Back it off your mouth a little if you're going to scream.
Yeah, I know. I'm just, it's on my chin. I do this a lot. We're good. I know what it's like in the mix.
All right, guys. All right. We trying to mellow it out. You know what I'm saying? It's coming to that.
Break time?
Break time.
All right.
Boop, 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 boop.
It's a hell
boop,
of a
boop,
fucking...
Boop, boop, break time.
Boop, 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 boop. Boop, 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 break time.
Break time. Sorry. Break time.
Two, one. Boop, 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 boop,
break time.
Turn to the set. T minus 10 seconds and counting. 10, 9, 7, 6, 9.
I have to go, Sea Monkeys. Here, have one of my special super vitamins.
Dumbest, can't read the language of Egyptian mummies. On a flag or a moon, and can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youths, cause it's not like the future depends on it. We'll save the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee, them a make big money. This is how the media pillages, on TV the picture is savages and villages, and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a khaki pants and all of a sudden you a say a Indiana Jones, and I tip out the gold and tip out the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzis I've ever seen and I've ever known, put the words on this place that the world can see, and that's all that will ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like it'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them a go flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic lineage where them still can't defeat and them could have never clone. My spiritual DNA that prints in my soul and I will forever own. La la.
Yeah. Savali. That's patience. That's what the old folks told me. Can you give a damn? Discovering the world before this world. A world buried in time. Uncovered with rhymes. It gets no realer.
We born not knowing, are we born knowing all? We growing wiser, are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flat, if you went too far you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again everybody would have started off. The average man can't prove up most of the things that he chooses to speak of, and still run research and find out the root of the truth that you seek of. Scholars teach in universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose start running. And the rich get stitched up and we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with the wet mud. Can you resize? Can you restart? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows, even though you drive cars? Can you survive against all odds now?
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers, people that's just ignorant. I'm scared of the truth. Be patient. For now. Who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it, try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruin. Trying to get paper. Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson said, watch niggas play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies, seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw salt over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. A fearless. Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. It's like a military soldier since 7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Damn. To all the wisdom and knowledge seekers of the world.
Savali,
patience. Yeah.
I come through like the first of the month. her death. When I fuck my way, I'm her worst nightmare, her wettest dream. We always do that freaky thing. And when I'm coming to her house, I know just what she's all about. Don't waste no time, get in it. Keep on humping till my head starts spinning. Whoop that ass like a world champ. Break the chairs and knock down the lamps. In my birthday suit, dripping wet. No, I ain't tripping, I'm freaky again. Feeling that sweat on my eyebrow. Nothing can't stop me but nature now. Fucking your bitch like a pose to something you can't get close to. Born in Mac in my drop top caddy. Just call me stepdad. Just call me stepdad. Just call me stepdad. How many mothers in the house tonight, ladies? How many daddies take care of them babies? They gotta run and take care of their own. Getting girls pregnant and leave them alone. Fine little bitches, way too young. Made a short dog and then gave me some. So why you keep talking about the PG&E? When all she ever wanted was a man like me to come through and do that thing. Stepdaddy in the house, and I got game. So lock your back door, check your home. Suck on the pussy and lick them toes. Cause stepdaddy coming through like a porno flick. Freak the bitch, now she loves my dick. She let me bust big nuts all in her mouth. And SD turned the bitch out. Just call me stepdaddy. Just call me stepdaddy. Just call me stepdaddy. Stepdaddy. Gold digging bitches in the city of dope. Got it going on like a daytime soap. She's so freaky she'll make you shout. One on the way and got two at the house. Three different daddies and all is well. As long as them brothers keep making mail. And it's cool when I come through. Play stepdaddy for a minute or two and then fuck her. That's how it's done. It's not my daughter and it's not my son. So what if the kids start tearing shit up? I really don't give a fuck. I never get mad about the shit they break. When I'm around, we stay. I like the motherfuckers act bad. Buy them toys when they're crying and sad. Could you be him? Your baby's mama turns me on in her freaky pajamas. I come through and make the whole house happy. Just call me stepdad. Just call me stepdad. Just call me stepdad. Get freaky and do it wild on the floor. Doggy style, I get rug burns on my knees. While your bitch be crying, please don't stop, so I don't. I'm fucking like I know you won't. Pull out my dick and make her lose hope. Stick it back in and make her take some notes. If that's your bitch, homeboy, you better keep her. Cause she won't stay off my beeper. You can't fucking, I appreciate it. Even though I know you hate it. I keep beating that good shit. SD wanna fuck your bitch. Come through and make the hoe so happy. Just call me stepdaddy.
Fresh on the motherfucking microphone, bitch. And it don't stop to the beat, baby. Oakland, California's in the house, bitch. I tell you, nobody does it better than Too Short. I got so many rocks, I know you can't have more. Cause I grew up on the mic. I spent my whole life writing raps late at night, and I never would make no fake LPs. Sucker MCs don't make no G's. They make weak raps and need to quit. 22 songs and only 3 on hit. Frontin' on me like you want some.
2006, these niggas hate it, but I told them I would make it from the bottom. Look, you made this shit possible, baby, I'm back on the shits. My baby looked at me like, damn it, I hate when you back on the shits.
looked at it like this. I got a stack of this. Flip. I'ma take y'all way back, way, way back. For the old school, before the Maybach. And when we came back, I put a Maple Leafs on the J's hat. I was on court chillin' with my niggas on the corner, fucking with the fellas. Wishing for the hottest Civic Pace, smoking out of staircases at a cellar. Dog, I just want a new job. Want my old girl to get a boo job. Want my new girl to get a new job. Yelling Tupac, Tupac, Tupac. Two Glocks strapped on upon my waist. Vanny nigga trip around my way. Mini Max strap four and it's in the back of this mini black jazz four backpack. Nigga, matter of fact, rolling blunts with my nigga Rocky. All we do is go, all we do is go, all we do is go. No, no, ain't shit can stop. I remember life. Living check to check to check to check. Fuck a hoes, net the 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 net. Wait. I don't be stressing these hoes. I been around with that thing. You shitted on me. I don't be stressing these hoes.
Hold up, shout out to Triple X Nation. You know what I'm saying? Because, shit, man, we miss you, bro.
There you go.
I mean, I'm not even gonna lie. I didn't even know who you were until you died, bro. But
keeping it on it.
I mean, you know, yeah.
Hey,
it, man.
It's fucked up. You know what? It reminds me of, like, if I was that age or whatever right now. Like, it probably reminds me of, like, when people went through when, like, Kurt Cobain died or somebody like that, you know? Somebody that age, real young, just, you
real
know.
Real young.
And, like, he had, like, two number
if
one.
Cosby died when he started.
He'd have been all right.
Yeah.
But
he'd been all golden.
Yeah, if he died right
not
after.
A hero.
Right after I Spy or some shit.
Right after the Cosby Show just for the season?
Nah, yeah. It's too late, bro.
Yeah, you right. You right there. Damn, Cosby, why? Oh, why?
Hey, man. All I know is Blunt Brother had like two number one albums, which is fresh. It means a lot of people bought the shit. You know, I didn't, you know, I've heard his shit, but like, I didn't know that was him until he, you know, I was like, oh.
God. Yeah,
you know, that's fucked up.
Because
I ain't in the loop no more. I'm not listening to music as much as I used to.
Yeah, me either. I feel like we should have like some a playlist for him though.
Oh yeah, let's throw one of his up.
Are we
as
on?
A closing song.
Yeah, we on. We back. Sorry. We live. We lit.
Yeah,
welcome.
Yeah, you're
to
lit.
On the
yeah,
club.
I should lit.
I'm fucking lit as shit. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit.
R.I.P. There you go. Right.
Yeah.
Yo,
a guy I never heard of.
That's what I was like, but he got hell attention, didn't he? Yeah. I guess,
yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, he had two number one albums, like back to back. Like Jesus Christ. You know, that's crazy.
Never heard of
him. Yeah, me neither. Well, no, I'd heard. Like I said, I heard a couple of the songs, but I didn't know it was him until after he died.
I mean,
I didn't make the connection.
Honestly, I don't even think I've even come across his music.
There you go.
Yeah,
about to
so
check it out
pretty,
right now.
Yeah, I'm about to. So we gonna.
All right, I'll cut these muscles.
Chill in and relax on this XXX
station.
I'm so afraid to let go. You decide if you're ever gonna let me know. Yeah, suicide if you ever try to let go. I'm sad, I know, yeah. I'm sad, I know, yeah. Who am I? Someone that's afraid to let go.
Oh man, I'm the old white guy in this thing. I don't understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I've never been a.
He's actually, he's just talking about suicide, you know.
Yeah.
Not normal.
Yeah,
I thought black guys didn't commit suicide.
Oh no, they do. The suicide rate in this country is ridiculous. Actually,
sure.
Don't look up them statistics.
White people think.
Nah, yeah. It's an everybody thing.
Right. I don't.
But it's not a lot of black people commit suicide.
I don't know any niggas really committing suicide.
But not like they don't commit. No, they committing suicide. They just don't know they committed suicide.
Yeah, you're right.
That's right. I'm talking about them niggas.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all I'm talking about, bro.
That's different. That's not the same thing.
It is the same thing. It's just a slow motion ass version of it. They hunch over.
The classic suicide of like suiciding, as opposed to just like giving up on life and still living.
Same thing. It's just you're a zombie.
Yeah.
Well, every community does that, but the actual pull the trigger, hang yourself, jump off a bridge.
Black people don't do that shit. They ain't got time for that bullshit.
That's what I was saying.
Where are we going to get money for the rope? First of all.
Man, who the fuck going to use rope on a noose?
I love arguing with you guys when you agree with me. That's my favorite.
I'm so sorry.
I love it too. Let's keep doing it. Fuck it. No, anyways, man. We gotta get back into. Matter of fact, let's skip this shit. Let's see what else he got to offer.
Yeah, I'm not that impressed with this guy with 2 number one albums already.
Yeah.
All right, let's skip that one too.
He's starting to seem kind of soft to me.
He sounds kind of sad.
I really like this video though.
Yeah, the video's cool. Like
Tom and Jerry?
Yeah, getting it, yeah. Oh yeah, and she sold him the diamond pearls. He signed away everything. He signed away everything. That pussy was so good. He signed away everything.
How much could a cat have to sign away?
He's a movie star.
That's my boy. Get that movie star money. Rocking and rolling. He like, yo, girl, I'll pick you up with whatever you want. Oh, that nigga just got run over by a nigga with a swoop. It's all cool, though.
Now he's day drinking milk.
You know. I love me a little purr.
Oh, he is cat whipped. If you know what I mean, you can read between the lines.
Hey, some of us are cat whipped out here.
Auga.
And
cartoon shit. I did a show once where I had to like they played like an old timey cartoon, like twice as old as this, and you had to narrate it and everything, or just make comments or whatever. But it was like the type of cartoon that was like. Like the first cartoon you ever saw style cartoon, like very, like the first cartoon your grandmother ever saw, like at like they saw it at a movie theater. It was like extremely pencil drawn, very.
Yeah, it'd be like kind of like three fucking things sort of looping the same.
But also like the type of like at one point the guy made like he put his foot up like he was talking, but he didn't put his foot on anything.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like Max Fleischer shit.
But like like you know when you look at old timey medieval things, they're like they didn't understand perspective. They didn't understand like
it's
always basic. And it's like that's what the cartoon was like. Like they don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just drawing shit. You know.
Yeah.
No, I saw this one flip cartoon. It was just this fat guy dancing, and I don't know why. That was the funniest shit ever to me. The funniest shit. Hit him up, huh? Get him up, huh? Put him up,
huh? We waking up high, high with my dogs. Is this the theme song to Deadpool or something?
I don't even know anymore, man. Fuck all this shit.
Yeah, I don't dig it.
I'm kind of neutral to all this shit. I don't know.
It's neither tough to continue being creative. And,
yeah.
Well, you know what the real thing about music you got to get with? That you got to wait 50 years and see what's still around.
I don't know. Like, there's so a lot much of it. There's always something regular. Good on the underground that
yeah,
people
but it's
are
like,
not listening to.
So, but that will like live on.
But a lot of that shit people still don't know. Like, I remember a group from like, the late 90s, early 2000s called the Retards that are like one of the best American rock and roll groups, maybe top 10, and nobody fucking knows about them, and they're a fucking amazing group. Like, you know, that there's always groups underground that people don't know about.
That definitely happens.
That are like, you know, that's what I'm saying. So, like, I mean, there's good shit happening right now that we don't know about, and that's all I'm saying, you know?
Because it's weird there. Good shit happening right now.
And there's a difference between being successful and popular and being good.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Difference is money.
You know the weirdest thing? Here's a question I always like to ask people who like music, right? It's the weirdest thing to me that, like, out of all the fucking bands, like, rock and roll bands in New York City, there's never been like a classic rock and roll band. Like, and I'm talking like a successful, if you don't count Kiss, right? Because that's not really a rock band. That's like a goddamn show.
They were a pop.
But yeah, but not, you know what I'm saying? Like a Rolling Stones, like a fucking Led Zeppelin, like an AC/DC, like a Motorhead, like a fucking band, Aerosmith. I don't give
a
fuck who you're talking
about. Well, I think there were ones that started in New York, but they quickly moved to LA or some other music scene.
I'd love to hear one because I've been working in record stores for a hell of years and I can't think of one. It's so weird. Like the New York Dolls, I would call, but they weren't successful. They weren't a big fucking band. You know what I mean? They were big enough, but they weren't a big, like, an Aerosmith. They, you know what I mean?
What about...
Or even fucking Guns N' Roses.
What's his face? Velvet Underground.
Yeah, they weren't successful. You know what I mean? They're like an underground group.
The Ramones.
You know?
The Ramones.
Once again, a punk rock. There's not even a rock
and
roll
group. They
were
pretty successful.
I said, you know what I mean? That's, you know, I said like AC/DC, like a band, like ones that fucking.
Yeah, well, I think
isn't
part
that weird?
Of it is the city that there was people of New York, but they moved to LA and are known as an LA band because that was a different music scene. But if you were to like research, I don't know everyone in Motley Crue. I don't know where they're actually fucking from.
Yeah, but you think like there's bands in New Jersey and shit, like Bruce Springsteen's
just
from New
Bruce
Jersey.
And
that's
Bon
like
Jovi. That's it.
But Bon Jovi's out of New Jersey, right? That's
right,
crazy. And that's just across the river from New York, the fucking one of the biggest cities in the world.
Yeah,
it's so crazy.
Or obviously, yeah. Well, okay. Let
Things
me put it to you
not
like this.
Happen.
How many?
Isn't that weird though?
How many
rap
TV shows?
New York. Rock and roll can't get us.
But all right. Think
Run
about
DMC,
this, though,
motherfucker.
Like,
isn't that weird? I love New York.
Rap,
isn't that weird?
Rap is pretty much New York's culture.
Yeah, but so why wouldn't rock and roll be like a generation earlier? Doesn't make any sense.
I think it's just a trick of light.
It's just
that
weird.
There are musicians from there, but that's not a place you launch from.
Yeah, but why not? All the goddamn fucking.
It's just not. That's not where the music industry is in that way.
It was in the 60s.
It's more of a place that.
Rock?
Woodstock was in New York.
People go make it in TV that aren't
here
from
you go.
New York.
But this
TV
isn't a group.
Is
and he wasn't. Here. I was going to say, I think I thought of one, but it's not a group. You could say, as a person, Bob Dylan is a quote unquote like a New York group. You know what I mean? But that's still stretching my fucking definition.
I don't know.
Isn't that weird?
I don't know enough rock trivia.
I don't know enough of what you guys are talking about.
I'm just talking about just rock and roll groups that you would think of that were big,
but
none of them come from New York.
I'll bet.
Oh, okay.
I'll bet some do. I'm just not pulling any out of my ass.
Yeah, I just couldn't think of any. I never can. And I just, you know, I like to throw that question out to see if anybody maybe can think of one.
Well, guys, be sure to hit us up at our Twitter.
Not really.
Anything on the horizon to ask him about the show?
Nah, man, I don't know if I'm... I'm not the kind of comic that gets booked, I guess.
Guys, definitely hit us up. I just created an Instagram and a Twitter for us. Our Instagram is sitting on a cloud, but instead of O's, replace those bitches with zeros. And our Twitter is sitting on the... sitting on the CO1.
The what?
CL1.
It's kind of like some clever way of saying cloud, I guess.
Nah, that's what was available.
Okay. All right, I was just trying to, so people can remember.
So it's sitting on the CL 111111, but that's only 1-1. Still got a few minutes.
Yeah, I'm ready to bounce because I'm going to eat something.
Yeah, I'm hungry as shit too. Well, guys, I mean, I still don't listen to X Extension, even though he died, but
I'm glad we got that sorted out tonight.
Yeah.
Nice respect to the dead.
What the hell? It's not like he paid attention to me.
Yeah, no shit. That's true.
And I mean, like, I'm.
He ain't never booked you. He ain't never booked me. Fuck that guy.
Now he's gone. So what am I supposed to do?
Exactly. Kiss his ass. Fuck off. Hey, if I don't like it, I don't like it.
Hey, and then I tried to listen to it. It's not like I didn't.
Yeah, we gave it a chance.
Yeah, fuck it. But,
we gave it the taste test.
It's definitely sad that he died. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he was hella young.
I'm sure he had hella fans that were still, you know, into him, and they miss him, and I get it.
Yeah. His, apparently, the chick that, his domestic girlfriend that he beat up, was also really depressed.
One more reason not to like this guy.
While she had a baby, which I definitely don't agree with.
All right, can we wrap this up already, for God's sakes? We don't know that fool.
Let's listen to a song I actually do like. All right.
Good night.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Good night.
And good night. Good luck. And I love you.
Yeah. Love. 2006. These niggas hated, but I told them I would make it from the bottom. Look, you made this shit possible, baby. I'm back on the shits. My baby looked at me like, damn it, I hate when you back on the shits. Looked at it like this. I got a stack of it. I'ma take y'all way back, way, way back. For the old school, before the Maybach. And when we came back, I put a maple leaf on the J's hat. I was on court, chillin' with my niggas on the corner, fuckin' with the fellas. Wishin' for the hottest Civic Pacers, smokin' out of staircases at a cellar. Dog, I just want a new job. Want my old girl to get a bougie job. Want my new girl to get a new job. Yellin' Tupac, Tupac, Tupac. Two Glock strapped on the front of my waist. Betty nigga trip around my way. Mini Max strap, four handers in the back of this mini black jazz boy backpack. Nigga, matter of fact, rollin' blunts with my nigga Rocky. All we do is go, all we do is go. Shit can stop. I remember life. Living check to check to check to check. Fuck a hoes net to 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 net. Wait. I don't be stressing these hoes. I didn't around with that thing. You shitted on me. I don't be stressing these hoes. You shit it on me and I can't wait to blow on you. I can't wait to blow on you. I can't wait to blow. I can't wait to blow on you. I can't wait to blow on you. I can't wait to blow. Wait, niggas hating on me like I ain't paid for it. I ain't slave for it. Wasn't working night and night and day for it. Had to wait for it. Had to spend a couple extra days for it. Bitch, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. Couple bitches that go hand in hand. I'm talking ho and ho and ho and ho. Wait, ho and ho and ho and ho and ho. I heard so and so is in your new car. Two friends from my two dogs. See, I love a bitch, I got a few flaws. Show my old bitches to my new bros. I got old bitches, I got new hoes. New flows, call.